Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up in about an hour, Robert Griffin III will be on the show. Jonathan Allen at 9 a.m., your Commander's stud defensive tackle. And Barry Zwerluga will join us at 9:25. But it's 7. That means it's skin-sitting time, my friends. Let's hit them.
Still waiting for that first call-in of somebody hitting the skins while we're hitting the skins, CB.
Still waiting.
I forgot that was a bit we wanted to
do. I mean,
do.
You threw it out there.
It's right.
Still hasn't happened.
If someone wants to call in, because some people do like morning skins.
Sure.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Some people do like morning skins. Lurch is one
of
the guys.
It's been a while since I've liked them.
Why do you think he wakes up at 3?
Exactly. Now that's very early morning skins.
Exactly.
That's like late night into early morning skins.
So if you want to call us and say, you know what, you don't have to be in the throes of hitting skin. What if you could call us and just say, I just hit the skin?
I think that works.
Especially if you're female.
Or if I'm just about to.
Right.
You're and on you the just cusp put your, of it. And you put your girlfriend or your wife
and just,
on.
And let's just, we want to hear the audio.
Well, no. That's, we do want that.
Yeah, and then you should then take a picture and send
we'll
it to us.
We'll go to commercial break and we'll put it on speaker. No, but then we just talk to the girl and see if it's legit.
To the girl.
That's a good bit. Can we still do that in 2022?
I think we can.
That's fairly benign. How's NBC Sports Washington feel about that?
No, we're going to get them to go on Zoom and give them the video to put it on there. Then all of a sudden we have 10 share.
Now perfect. We're talking.
Yeah, the bonus central.
Hey, a lot of people have been asking about our holiday show. I think we're doing it December 23rd.
Well, you got to know because you're tilting people when you say you don't know. Because they've sent us a million emails about it.
It's December 23rd.
It is December 23rd. It's confirmed.
It's 100% December 23rd.
Yeah. Right when I'm working, like the day before Christmas. And Christmas and every other day right around there.
I'm off the following week, so I love the December 23rd.
I'm not.
You're a big fan.
But you and I are working that week, I think.
I don't know. You tell me. You'd seem to
but
know
the Donkeys
schedule.
Are off. They're coming in for December 23rd.
Yeah, December 23rd.
That's correct.
Right. Do we have special activities or we're not allowed to talk about that?
Oh, we'll have a great show lined up.
But is it like a surprise thing again?
No, probably not.
So, well, I'm getting together with Chris Kringle with the guys this weekend, right? My guys that I grew up with or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And went to college with. And
Jerry's is providing food.
Is that confirmed?
Jerry's Seafood, yeah.
Yeah. So, and Tommy finally relented. Raw 52.
Uh-huh.
And said, no stockings. We don't need to bring stockings.
Has he
yet.
Frosted
and by the way,
his
I
windows
love that.
Yet?
It's the greatest thing ever. Because
yeah.
he would be so... such a
he would guilt us
it.
Into spending $150
yeah,
to
you know,
fill these
buy
stockings.
Bucky in a like a Ravens.
I mean, I was buying sleeves of Pro V's.
Yeah, I mean, it's
selling.
I mean, it's $30 a pound.
Always, wants to buy
I would
it.
Literally yeah. drive to Marshall's on the way over and pick up socks or something. I didn't know what to do.
No, I'm so glad we're not doing that.
So thankful.
Well, we've nicked Secret Santa.
That's where I was going.
We've nixed that.
We nixed it.
Oh, I like
you
Secret
didn't like,
Santa.
You know,
no,
like,
I just I know how it goes.
I like the groan.
Yes, and so we've gotten rid of it. We cut the fat off of
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, love you guys, but I mean, you know, just going shopping for you, just you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I always got Valdez. He was always my guy.
I like Secret Santa, but I'll be honest, half the time I'm just hammered and leave my gift here. I'll wake up the next day or later that day. I'm like, what did I get? And
how many times all these did we leave our gifts here?
I still think there's the what I got Ryan Zimmerman last year is in the production room.
Right. I know somebody
is Zim coming back?
Somebody gave me a bonsai tree 1 year.
I'd like to Zim to come back. Be awesome.
Yeah, we should have Zim come back. Anyway, all right. So 23rd, that's when we're doing it, and no gifts.
Correct.
There is a guy. I may have lost my Twitter account. At least I don't have to buy that. All right, so there's actually a lot going on here. Where should we start? Okay, let's talk about the flexing.
Talk about the flexing.
The game Sunday night has been, or Sunday afternoon has been flexed to Sunday
night. The NFL said, Pats Raiders, finished.
You're finished.
Commanders, gents.
Commanders, they're too big time.
It's like Valdez in the gym, just flexing.
Well, I mean, it's just a huge... It's basically a play-in game.
So do you guys remember, so I'm stealing this from ESPN.com. Okay, when we steal, we attribute. They did all the stats for how the playoff chances. Do you remember what the playoff percentages were for the Commanders before the game? It was under 50%.
I remember the stats if they won the game.
They won, they'd be like 80%.
Yeah,
I think they were under 50. I think it was like 46 or in the 40 range going into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's about 50% right now.
It actually has gone up. Now it's a 60-point. Although that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they're out of the playoffs right now.
No, but if the season ended last week before the game, they were in. But I guess it's just the way it played out. Whatever. I'm pretty sure they were under 50%.
Going into the week?
Yes. Now they have a 60.1%. So I think it's gone up. A chance of making the postseason.
I wonder if they're factoring in the Giants' schedule, which is tougher.
They must be factoring that in. Yeah. The Giants now have, I think they were up, they have a 56.8.
Yeah. That's typically what they do is they calculate your win percentage with your upcoming games, too, to have a total win percentage.
No, I'm wrong. See, because I'm reading this on the fly. So heading into the contest, they're saying, according to ESPN's projection, they were 63%. Now it's down to 60.1. So they've actually gone down. So I was wrong. And then the Giants have also gone down. See, the tie hurt both teams.
Hurt Washington more, but yeah.
Seattle had to have gone up.
Yes.
I don't have theirs. So if you say so, I'll take your word for it. I haven't thought about it.
Yeah. Well, they beat the Rams, and now they're in the playoffs.
Right, so that makes more sense.
Seattle's is 81%, I believe.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
And they get the Panthers this week.
Should be a dub for them.
Should be.
I mean, mourning the loss of Baker Mayfield.
Man, what a disaster.
I mean, unless running backs for the Seahawks are hurt, which they were last week, they should beat them.
Look, I don't want to get carried away.
Mm-hmm.
The season hinges on this game.
It's monstrous.
Biggest game of the year. BGOTY.
It's monstrous.
Well, it's this game.
Blowing that game.
And the Cleveland game. Those are the two monsters in
my
opinion.
I mean, they lose this. Not to say that you can't recover from it, but it's...
It'd be very tough. I think they have to win three games.
Let me just tell you this. Yeah. The San Francisco game is huge, too, just because it's a conference game.
Yeah, I know. But it's going to be – but, like, they got to win this to even make that relevant.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Losing this game, they can't lose if they want to still be relevant. So.
The Commanders are going to – they're going to try to ruin your Christmas.
Yeah.
But chances are Philly beats the Giants, so the Giants will be 7-5-1 as well.
I'm not really worried about them. I don't think they're that good.
I'm just talking about the teams you're chasing.
We just got to get to 9 or 10 wins, probably 10, and we just can't get there.
That game's in Philly, right?
The Philly-Giant game, I think that's in Philly.
Some reason I feel like they're due for a letdown.
Hold on, let me tell you.
Do we think Philly's going 16-1?
That game's in New York.
I could see New York tripping them up.
It's possible.
All right,
just letdown game.
Not based on how they played last week.
I'll take the Eagles if you want to.
No thanks. I'm saying I could see it. Not going to bet on it.
I don't think it's going to happen, but you know, anything's possible.
All right, so Ron was asked about Chase yesterday, and he had like three or four quite long answers. I don't know how much of this that Valdez has.
I watched the presser. He was also asked about Carson, and he's just nebulous on everything.
Nebulous on everything, but what we have here is him talking about Chase. I don't know exactly what clip this is, but essentially, you know, there's no guarantee he's going to play.
They're saying, you know, why isn't Chase out there? And this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, you said the other day that the turf in New York would not be, or in New Jersey, would not be a factor with regards to Chase's situation, and obviously he didn't play. Does that mean that just physically you guys just don't think he's ready to go, or his confidence isn't there yet that you need to see?
I think the biggest thing, Ben, more so than anything else, is that with the way we're playing right now, and we're playing pretty well on the defensive front, the need to get him on the field hasn't been that you got to have him out there. We need him. It's a must. This is one of those things that because of our guys are playing well, we can get him back when he's 100% ready to roll. And that's the biggest thing. We don't want to put him out there, you know, when he's not ready and feeling it. I know he's close. I really do. And again, I think the big thing for him, more so anything else, is just continue to do what he needs to do. And we'll see how he is next week. But again, it's, you know, putting the guy out there when he's ready 100%.
Yeah. That, by the way, he's being truthful.
That tells you what's going on.
He is being truthful there.
Doesn't that tell you what's going on? That answer?
Well, he's not.
He's not ready.
But he but he's being truthful. I believe that. And he's, this is in his best interests, because but the part where I say he's being truthful is part of the reason why they're not playing him is they don't need him.
Yeah, they
right
don't
now.
Need him.
That's the beginning part. They don't need him. The second part of that is, and he talks about it later in another clip, is he gave the example of Saquon. Like, not everybody's Adrian Peterson. Saquon last year was average, right? When his first year back from the ACL. Mm-hmm. Now he looks more like Saquon, right? Yeah. It takes guys a couple years.
And he also said that it was beyond an ACL. He said it wasn't really reported, but the injury was beyond an ACL.
If what I've heard is true, and I do consider myself a doctor, the ACL injury where you get the patella tendon from the other knee, that's what they're basically saying. It's a little more complicated. It's very standard. So it's a little more complicated, but it's not that much more complicated. It's very, very standard. So,
but he might have more scar tissue than most. I mean, you just don't know.
You don't know. But if it's simply just because they're using patella tendon, any surgeon will tell you that's standard.
But if he was ready to go, they'd play him.
Well, Ron also
he's not ready to go.
But here's the other thing: they're smart because they don't need him. And I know this for a fact because I am a doctor. That the longer you wait, the less likely you are to re-injure it when you're coming back from this particular injury.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand more time helps.
More time helps.
But Montez Sweat could go down at any point.
Well, he did this past game.
Right, and that's why they
concussion.
Have him in reserve.
Right.
Yeah. That's why they have him in reserve.
Now, Ron also said there's a mental component to Chase's
Right, but he wasn't active.
Right. Okay, not at the point. Drop of a hat. So but if they needed to, if Montez was gone for the year, he'd be up for sure.
Correct. I'm saying in a game, and especially in a big game.
No, in a game.
All it takes is one injury to one of your ends, and then you just stick him in there.
Well, you screwed that game.
But he's not ready. That's what the deal is.
He could play, and we wouldn't notice the difference.
No, but they would.
I think he's back at post bye. That's probably not going to play
a
full
another couple
of
weeks.
He's being limited. But here's the thing, honestly, and he's right. He talked about it too. As soon as you put him in there, now all of a sudden, what are they going to do? We had guys come on the air and talk about it. They're going to chop block him right away. They're going right for that knee. So why expose him to that if you don't need to? Right? He doesn't need that right now. Well, I mean, you know, the team doesn't need it.
That would be
it actually is smart what they're doing. You know what? I rarely compliment them, Case.
You tipping your cap to the Commanders?
They're protecting. Just like the Nats, people say they were overprotective with their pitchers.
They're taking a long view with
They're protecting Chase.
He's a valuable commodity to them, and they also are coming off.
They're doing the right thing.
Where they rushed Curtis Samuel back last year, and they paid for it because he was barely on the field, and he wasn't productive when he was on the field.
Right.
They realize they can't do that again, and... Sorry, Chase Young is more valuable than even Curtis Samuel.
Yeah,
to their fortunes.
Yeah, they are being smart because as soon as they go out there, they're going right for that knee.
Certainly, they're definitely going to test it.
So why put them out there if you don't need to?
Yeah, well, that's what they've decided.
The longer they wait, the better.
So maybe they do. They activate them for that Giant game. We'll see.
I think they activate. My guess would be activate them, but maybe not play him. And if he does play, it's going to be very limited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not going to get the full complement of snaps in his first game
back. I think he admitted yesterday that he may not play all year, or that is what some people are gathering from.
Yeah, I don't
think
he said that.
Yeah, I think that's what people are gathering.
But yeah, he's not guaranteeing a point of return.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. It is kind of surprising.
I mean, I'm saying based on what's happened so far this year.
Yeah,
how it's played out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That we heard, you know, I thought he was going to be back week 7, week 8. Now it's week 14.
Right.
Right. We didn't get to go
running
through
out
the,
of weeks.
The PFF grades. We'll have to do that. If we don't do that later in the show, we'll have to do that tomorrow. I get sites to go through the grades every week.
Don't forget, coming up a bit later, Robert Griffin III will join us. That's coming up at 8 a.m. And Jonathan Allen, your Commander's defensive tackle, he's on the show today at 9.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RG3 coming up in just about 35 minutes. You don't want to miss that. He joins us every week during the NFL season.
By the way, the guy around the corner, what's the guy's name?
Desmond.
Desmond, that you give money to all the time now? He's like your BFF now?
I don't give him money often.
He gives him like clothing.
Sometimes leftover food.
Yeah. I've noticed. So yesterday he had some new Pumas on. Do you guys notice that? Today, different shoes.
I know.
Last week there were Jordans. Yeah, I don't know where the guy lives.
People give
He's got a closet full of shoes.
He has more shoes than you.
Well, yeah.
He has
his
a house.
His closet looks like a Pat Perez.
He said he has a house.
The homeless guy does have a house in Anacostia.
He told you that?
Yeah. Yeah. He takes the bus every morning.
To that spot.
So that's
spot.
His job. His job.
Hangs
is...
out there most of the day and takes the bus home.
Does he have a job?
Yes, getting money from draft.
You talk to him.
I talk to him most days.
And here's the thing, and I think I could say this is, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. But a lot of homeless people, I mean, they have, the mental issues, have been abused, drug issues, whatever, right? There's a reason why they're homeless.
There's some of that going on.
Yeah. Oh, so I don't know. So here's my fear. Chief Manger always told me, he told all of us, don't give those guys, I've done it before, of course, we all do. Don't give those guys money. All you're doing is helping their habit.
Right. Did you just drop a bomb?
No. My butt cheek.
You shifted in the seat. Cakes looked at me too.
My butt cheek pivoted on the seat.
Okay.
I would admit the fart. I like farting. Okay. I didn't fart. See, you hear that?
See, if you had a top level seat like I do from PVI Office Furniture, which you don't.
Why don't you help me out?
I mean, I can talk to people and see what I can do. I can't guarantee
it. But here's my fear. So Desmond, I see every morning, and he at this point, this guy Desmond, who you guys don't understand, he stands there like Drabby says all day, every day, right?
And
he panhandles,
yeah.
And he does it. He's non-threatening. He waves at you, right? So he knows the bit. He waves at you, and I haven't given him one thing. I look him in the eye, give him nothing,
and then he says, "Do you have change or a dollar?"
Well, I don't talk to him.
He screams that at you.
Oh, yeah. I don't hear it. So
I avoid him at all costs.
Yeah. So he's there every morning, every morning. And honestly, I pray that the light's green so I don't have to stop there because it's uncomfortable, right? I mean, this person's obviously struggling. I could easily give him money. I could easily do it, right? But I don't want to do it every day. I don't want to support a drug habit or what. I don't know what's going on, right? I have no idea. This is my honest fear. Is it one day? Because he knows I don't give him anything. One day he's just going to pull out something and he's just going to end me.
No.
Yeah, mental illness. Like he's just going to take it. Because he wears a raincoat every day.
He does. He has bad days for sure. Where he's a little bit off.
He knows I don't give him anything.
Yeah, but majority of the people blow him off.
That's why he deals with rejection every day. Yeah,
he's like a telemarketer.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Usually you get rejected, but every once in a while.
I know, but it's just going to take one bad day for him, and all those guys that reject him every day, I'm going to be number one on his hit list.
People don't understand.
I think you're right.
We're turning left at a light.
It's just going to take one bad day.
And a lot of times, it will say like 55 seconds till it's green.
Yeah, it's
the longest 55 seconds ever.
He's standing a foot away from you.
Yeah. And it's right by your
window. He's staring into your window like Jurassic Park.
Those are just long lights. Man,
they're so long.
They are long.
I know,
they're so long.
One day he got me with the small wave. I put the window down, said good morning. Next thing I know, we're good friends.
Yeah, and doesn't he get bit? And even though you're good friends, sometimes he lashes out at you.
Yeah,
he did like
10 days ago. He said, come on, Matt, you know the deal, when I didn't have any money for him. But I've only given money like two times.
He remembers your name?
My name. He knows that I have twins. He knows everything.
I mean, he's opened up his life to this guy.
I've had financial conversations with this guy about the backing of the dollar in Europe.
I mean, what's going on?
Just remember,
here?
He leaned on Boone jugs for stock advice.
Listen.
So now he's leaning on Desmond.
I give a lot of money
to churches and charities and stuff. I'm a charitable person, but I don't really. Chief Manger has me.
I don't like being strong armed for my money.
Chief Manger also told me don't give those people money. You're not help. He actually said you're not helping them.
I know, but I've given him Halloween candy. I give him leftover salmon. I've only given him like
he wants a Snickers.
Total
leftover salmon.
He gets size for fish. He's a big fish guy.
Salmon.
He's a pescatarian. He's the only homeless guy I've seen. He's a pescatarian.
He's not struggling for food. He's a big fatty.
You better eat that salmon the next day.
I'm saying he's not struggling for shoes because he was wearing brand new Pumas yesterday.
Well,
big brand new.
He's got a roof over his head.
He has rain shoes. He legit has rain shoes.
Doesn't even have rain boots.
People give him clothes.
They know what size shoe he wears.
They ask him. He has conversations with the people, the nice people.
No, that's the thing. I'm a nice
Odyssey
person.
Should hire him for sales.
I'm a nice person.
he's a good sales guy.
They would hire him.
The crop guys came out. I was just telling the guys during the break. I probably shouldn't even say this.
Why?
Probably not even supposed to I gave a $67 tip. Okay.
Each?
No, there were two guys there. Oh. They had a lot
67,
of
67, that's kind of a random number.
It is random. Because I had no money.
That screams of all the money you had left. You just gave it to them.
Well, they did like 5 hours of electrical work. Mm-hmm. They were grinding for me.
Right.
And
so you're getting basically 33 a piece. They loved it.
Karap is a crop what do you call it?
Sponsor.
Sponsor of the show.
Of course.
I've done a million commercials for them. I mean, I work for them. Mm-hmm. Right? So I
get big time client.
I get a discount.
Big time client.
So
don't do that.
So when they left, I all of a sudden I felt bad. I was like, I need to tip these guys. I only had $17 in my wallet. And then I said, dude, I only have 17 bucks.
Did you have a silly 50 lying around you didn't know about?
My wife was downstairs, and she heard me. And she said, no, I have money. So then I gave some more money. And I shouldn't even say this because they're probably not supposed to accept tips.
Why not?
I probably shouldn't say that.
They get tipped all the time.
Yeah, those workers.
They got so psyched.
Sure. Yeah,
they get tipped.
I thought the guy was going to want to make out with me.
I always tip people like that. Makes me feel good. Do you know that when I was at the beach on my week off, my buddy's mom joined us, and she actually bought dinner.
Nice.
I was shocked.
That is a nice gesture.
It was an expensive dinner.
Who did that?
Where was it?
My buddy's mom. It was at Fausto's.
Yeah.
I mean, steaks are $58.
Yeah, that's pricey. Right.
But anyway, so she bought dinner. And I said, you know what? I'll take care of the tip.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
And I didn't have any money. I said, I Venmo'd the server.
Yeah. That's what you can
smart.
Do.
Smart.
And I hooked her.
Yeah. Because Venmo, it's like monopoly.
I don't even count it as money, right?
Do you want to troll for Venmo bucks to replenish
your
account?
At Lurchfish, but, you know, besides if you gave me like $100.
Sure.
And she, you don't
get
understand.
Get a lot of $5.
She loved it.
Yeah.
She was telling all the other servers, pointing at me. I probably could have done whatever I wanted then. But you know what? That's Venmo, man. Venmo.
You know what?
Me.
You're a solid.
But I always tip those. Anybody who comes to my house and does work,
I'm guessing
I always tip
extra
them.
During the holidays, too. You're just an extra holiday
well,
tipper.
Well, like, it's funny. Yep. My last tweet before I got hacked.
Right.
My literal last tweet was a poll. How much do I tip the guys? This is a question for you. I paid $150 delivery fee. They're bringing in my home theater chairs.
Yep.
And they're putting them together. And then, because they're electric and all that crap, and then they're, you know, whatever.
They're giving you the white glove service.
Yeah,
silly.
I paid $150 for that.
For the for just them delivery.
Delivery fee and put it together.
Right. Yeah.
How many people?
I don't know.
How many people are delivering?
Probably two.
Two people, like them $20 each.
So
probably didn't take
I put
long.
In there, how much do I tip? Do I tip zero? Because I already paid $150. Do I put tip 20, 40, or 50 or more? What do you think the results were? Before and that beautiful account, well, 80,000 followers. That, you know, had a lot of votes.
I would guess $40, $20 each. It seems standard.
The it was like 38%, 36% between the 20 and 40.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where 75% of the votes
I would
were.
Tip them because I think that service fee, know, that doesn't go in their pocket.
I understand.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, you definitely light them up a little
but
bit.
But you get bitter.
You just said you were dumb. Now you're not a dumb person?
No, I actually am dumb.
Yeah. Okay. Just make up your mind.
I'm dumb about certain things.
Yeah, well, I think it also
he said he's dumb and he's a doctor.
Right. It also
well,
depends.
Dumb too, I've learned.
It also depends on what you can afford.
What?
It depends on what you can afford. I mean, you could afford to tip 40 a man, but some other guy only tipped 10.
Yeah,
I know.
It's
whatever you can
afford.
But you can
always
afford.
Standard.
There's no standard.
Yeah.
There's no standard number.
But what if the guys come in there and those guys they'll do it in 10 minutes? I know they're going to do it in 10 minutes.
$20, yeah. 15 or $20. Yeah. Seems about standard.
Just make sure you have cash.
I know.
Gotta have cash.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. You're wasting your time if you rob my house. I got no cash. No cash.
No, but Dee does.
No, she done. That was one day.
By the way, my new bit now, whether I'm actually going to my bank or my secondary bank, which is MGM National Harbor, I always have to ask for ones now. Like I was an old man and did the drive-through bank thing at my go-to bank, Sandy Spring Bank. And I got $100 in cash. She asked how I wanted it back. And I said, give me two 20s, give me 10, and give me 50 ones. So I can give the guys in the afternoon
you guys
the
have
one
the,
spot.
You guys have the one hustle. I don't know how you do that.
I'm on the one
I
hustle.
I got ones all the time.
And I do it at MGM National Harbor, too. I go to the cage. I give them, like, I give them a black chip, which is $100. I'm like, can I have 100 ones?
Wow.
And they think I'm going to, like, a strip club. They think the first thing I'm doing is going to, like, the cloakroom.
Right.
But no, I'm just trying to hook up my guy from, I don't know, Eritrea, wherever he's from. Give him $3 in the afternoon.
Right.
Or Somalia. I'm sure he's from one of those spots. I'm
the happy
sure.
guy?
No, the shorter guy,
the shorter
with,
guy.
With the banged up teeth.
I feel like the happy guy is American.
No chance.
No?
0% chance.
That's the dumbest
thing.
Oh,
yeah. No, he's not American.
Yeah, you keep thinking that.
None of those guys are American besides Kenny.
What about the guy that said he was retiring and was moving to California, that he was back for a day?
That's Hop Along Kenny.
He was moving to Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina. Yeah. He had Carolina on
but
his mind.
But he hadn't been there, this week.
Do you think he left? For real left?
I don't know.
He said he can't handle it.
He's
he said
back.
He can't handle taking care of his mom. His sister's going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, he played that sympathy card.
He hornswoggled me out of a Benji, and I gave it to him.
But he hasn't been there this week.
Maybe he's just checking on his mom.
Wow. He's on a shopping spree with Giggs' cash.
Here's Kenny. This is pulling back the curtain for one of the valets that parks our car. I would peg him as not the most reliable employee.
Right.
He's a nice guy, but he's a little bit flighty.
Yeah,
that's the way I would describe him.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there was an incident this morning, too.
This is funny.
What was the incident?
I mean,
well, describe what happened to you first.
All right,
boneheaded move.
I lost my wallet in my house. Couldn't find it this morning. So I
tilt.
Just massive tilt.
Yeah.
So I drove
you're
to
dumb
work.
Too.
Dumb. So many levels
who
of tilt.
Who knows where it's at?
Yeah.
Somewhere in my house. So I called
Don't
Kate.
You always put it at the same spot?
I'm an idiot. Honest, yeah. I don't even know where my wedding ring is right now either. I lost that too. I lose that once a week.
Why do you take it off?
Because I take stuff off in my house and just, I just throw crap places. I'm an
you
idiot.
Take your wedding
I'm
ring
dump.
Off?
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I get back in the house. It,
really?
Just, it itches. It bothers me.
That's because you take it off all the time. You
gotta
keep it on.
I know.
All right, go ahead.
Idiot!
So I called
moron.
Cakes. I said, Cakes, I'm going to wait for you at the curb. When you get here, we'll walk in together so you can let me in the building.
Right.
I chill in my car for a minute. Then I go inside to talk, get the valet, and I'm like, oh, let me have the valet move my car so Cakes can park in this spot. I go to the valet door, and I lightly tap on it because it's quiet time. Mm-hmm. Nobody answers. So I wait 2 minutes. I do one of these. Nobody answers. Then I see the night manager sees me, Greg, money guy.
Love Greg.
Opens the doors and says, hey, good morning. What's going on? I said, I don't know where the valet is. He walks over to the valet door and goes, hey! Wake up! It's 5 a.m. Opens the door. The valet so startled, he falls on the floor from the chair he's sleeping in and says, I'm really sorry about this guy.
Wow.
It made me think that Drab is like the world's lightest knocker. But he said he gave like a medium knock. Like, and the guy, it's like, this room isn't very big. It's a quarter of the size of this room.
It's a closet.
Like, yeah. He had to have heard
that. He was knocked out.
Unless he's like the world's deepest sleeper.
Right. I do a very light knock. I mean, my knock is like this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to upset the guys.
It really is.
Like, when I go there in the afternoon, I know what they're doing. They're behind the door. They're watching World Cup. They don't want to work like everybody else. They're watching World Cup. They want to see Korea get the boots from Brazil. Right. I understand. But you do. Sometimes you have to rouse them so you can get your car and you can get on with your day.
Yeah.
These things happen.
That's
nice
funny.
Guys, though.
That is
super
funny.
Nice.
By the way,
dudes.
Speaking of World Cup, did you see? I texted Drab because I know of the six of us. I know JP played soccer, but JP doesn't seem to be paying too much attention to it.
Although he might win the pool.
He might win the pool.
The England France game is massive.
Critical.
It's massive.
Did you see the third Brazil goal? It literally was the greatest, most precise. Bang, 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 most clinical goal
I've
ever
seen.
Didn't see it, but I can imagine.
All I saw yesterday were my hopes of winning the World Cup pool evaporating. Because all I had left was Korea and the Netherlands. And now Korea, they got sent back. They're on their flight back to home. And now the only hope I have is the Netherlands.
I saw one where Neymar was kind of juggling, heading the ball, and then he hits it with his foot, and he passes it.
Bang, bang, bang. That's the third goal.
Such a silly shortstop.
That was unreal.
Then it went over to the left, and the guy just kind of looked at the goal and was like, oh, let's chip it over to the other side.
The funniest World Cup nugget I've heard in the last 2 weeks was when our update guy...
I think it's a different one.
Heisty was doing a World Cup update, and he updated that North Korea were in the World Cup. And I said, that's funny. I don't remember North Korea qualifying for
the World
Cup. Made me slap my knee a few times on a ride home.
Although, I will say this. If Morocco upsets Spain today and they play in 2 hours, 2.5 hours,
yes.
Then that's huge for me. But they're a huge underdog to Spain.
Yeah, massive underdog, I would guess.
So if Morocco can beat Spain, Mr. Bickle.
Who do I have? Spain?
Hold on. You got Spain. You got a huge match.
You and what time?
10 a.m.
Okay.
Can I win if Brazil wins at all, or am I just completely cooked?
I think you got a shot. You have 18 points.
Brazil is my favorite team to watch.
So you're 6.5 points behind me, but you get more points as they advance.
Am I the only D-gen with one team left?
Yeah, you're done, Steve.
It's over.
Donation.
It's over.
Donation.
Can I just goof on Heisty just for a second? He was here the other day.
Yeah.
I love Heisty.
I love Heisty.
For people that don't know, so Heisty does our update.
Yes.
Long time. Like, I don't know Heisty's background, but just by looking at him, I'm going to guess radio lifer.
Right?
Did he start in radio?
He looks like a typical beat reporter,
right?
Radio,
somebody that's been on the beat. I think he does mostly national stuff.
It's a lock that
I know he does here, but I'm saying I don't know his history.
This is kind of an old concept.
I think he was like a TLP guy, right?
It's a lock. He's been like a stringer at games before,
for his whole life.
He calls in and gives updates and tells you know, what team's leading in the bottom of the seventh inning, blah blah blah.
Right, right.
Like, it's a
lock. He's just a radio lifer.
Yeah, and nice guy.
Nice guy. Very nice guy. Is he a smoker?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No? Okay, anyway.
Drab would think he were cooler if he were a smoker, but
Drab likes smokers?
Drab thinks smokers are like super like edgy and like counterculture, and Drab's kind of
into
it.
I'm looking for, JP brought up cigarettes earlier, so I said I'm looking forward to the day when cigarettes come back in style.
Yeah, I don't think they are. But hold on. So Heisty was standing over the other day, and you got to just picture it. Do people understand radio is the lowest of the low?
Radio,
like, I'm including
insider.
Us in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Safeway the other day. I couldn't believe what I was wearing to the grocery store. I got back in my car. I'm like, oh my god! And people are talking to me, and I'm like, I literally look like I crawled
like
out.
I'm presenting in public like this.
Of bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I look so bad. That's how Heisty looked. okay? And he was just standing there. And he was in his Nats jacket.
Yeah.
And I actually was envious of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Heisty, I said, the Nats give you that jacket? Because I think he covers the Nats, right? Yeah. He has for a long time for the station. And he said, yeah. I said, that jacket, I said, when did they give it to you? Like 10 years ago? It's the dirtiest thing I've ever seen. It was so dirty.
Zoning.
Because I can't help myself. I can't censor my, I don't know how to.
You can't just say nice jacket. You have to say nice jacket, super dirty.
That's the dirtiest thing I've ever seen. And it was only like 2 years old.
Right.
But that's radio for you.
Yeah, right there. Exactly.
That's, you know, that's radio.
He doesn't strike me as someone who cares what he looks like when he leaves the house.
I don't think he even was aware that it was dirty.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe you did him a solid. You did him a public service.
It looked like Desmond was wearing it. Is that our guy's name?
Desmond, yes.
Desmond, yeah.
Mr. Right. Bickle, you also, just get back to World Cup, you have Portugal-Switzerland today. Going against head-to-head.
So I'm losing one of them.
So you're losing one, but you're gaining
a point. Which is the better of the two? Portugal typically would be the better of the two, right, Draghi?
Portugal is favored in the game.
Yeah, so correct. I want Portugal to win.
Yeah, and you can root for your boy Cristiano Ronaldo.
Right, exactly.
Who's going to make, what, $255 million a year in Saudi Arabia?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's an absurd amount. All right, don't forget the Junkies Blitz coming up at 7:45 and Robert Griffin III coming up at 8 a.m.
Hey, don't you know that the holidays are here?
I know that.
All right, you need to prepare and bring happiness to all the golfers in your life. Golfdom's got everything you need to gift the game with their huge selection of clubs, apparel, shoes, bags, and other great golf gift ideas. And with the weather changing, be sure to check out new apparel selections that have arrived, like Peter Millar, Polo, RLX, Grayson, Johnny O, love Johnny O, Lululemon, and more. Visit Golfdom in Tysons and shop early for the best selection. Golfdom, live the game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Annapolis, Rockville, or Herndon for a huge selection of outdoor furniture, fire pits, which come in handy this time of the year, hot tubs, and swim spas.
All right, so let's start with the Monday Night Football game. Tampa looked awful for 55 minutes in the game, but in the last 5 minutes, they came to life. Brady has two touchdown passes, actually, in the final 3 minutes. One 91-yard drive, one 63-yard drive. Couple of plays, though, that the Saints are going to be haunted by. Number one, Mark Ingram ran out of bounds. They're up 16-3 at the time. There's about 6 minutes left. Could have run for a first down. I think he maybe was hurt, but ran 1 yard short of the first down. And then they tried to pass on third and one, incomplete. They punt. Brady goes 91 yards. After the game, Mark Ingram said, "I'm sick about this one. Regardless of circumstances or how I feel, I have to get that fresh set of downs for the squad. I apologize to my teammates, my coaches, and my city for a crucial mistake. We work way too hard and sacrifice blood, sweat, and tears. I will be better." The other play, I don't necessarily blame him, but so now it's 16-10. Saints get the ball back, and it's 3rd and 17. Long shot for the Saints there, but Dalton throws a perfect pass to Taysom Hill, who's playing tight end. Now, he gets crushed, but if he holds on to the ball,
first down,
game's over.
All right.
But the ball goes back to Brady. Brady leads him down. He does get helped by a pass interference call.
Was it legit?
Cam Jordan after the game. Yeah. The Saints do not like the Bucs. Cam Jordan said, "Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He was meticulous to the plan of his dink and dunk. He had the one prayer that he sent out there and got bailed out with the flag."
Speaking of prayers, thank you, Tom Brady, for hitting the 261, I believe, over. As I went to bed, I said, that bet is a big fat loser. Because he had about 128, I think, passing yards at halftime. I was like, there's no chance he's getting close to 300 passing yards. He got there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom Brady. I appreciate it.
Was the pass interference a legit call?
It looked a little ticky-tack to me, but, you know, got the flag. It was on Godwin, I believe.
So now they're 6-6.
He still had to. It's not like the pass interference gave him a touchdown. He still has to then complete a pass in the end zone, and he was very good on the last two drives. One of the big storylines in the NFL the last several weeks has been Odell Beckham Jr. So he finished his tour, I guess you would call it, of three teams in Dallas with the Cowboys recruiting him, and he was at the Dallas Mavericks game last night with Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs. Fans were chanting OBJ.
Look, I know Jerry.
You got to watch my boy Luka drop 33-8-6 in a win over Phoenix.
Jerry Jones is a notorious star banger. I just don't. Do the Cowboys really need to add Odell Beckham into the mix? Michael Gallup's coming back. He scored twice this past week. They've got the great 1-2 punch at running back with Zeke and Pollard.
But isn't it also a deal where you take him and that takes him away from your competitors?
Maybe.
I don't think he can hurt. I mean, he's still, I don't know. We haven't seen him play this year, but he can still run. He's fast. He's got hands. He could help you.
I guess if he's all the way back, maybe you.
He was on pace to probably be the Super Bowl MVP before he got hurt.
Yeah.
He can be a difference maker. Do you want difference makers?
Generally,
you're
yes.
Usually pro add everybody on offense, pro add receivers.
I do like offense.
Some reason you're against OBJ.
I think he's a lot of headaches to add into your locker room.
He may be. Speaking of headaches, Baker Mayfield headache in Carolina, I guess, because Steve Wilks, who took over as the interim coach, flat out cut him.
No, he asked for his
release.
He asked for it.
He asked for it.
He didn't like being a backup.
The question now is, will anybody pick him up?
He actually got demoted to third.
Yeah.
Will anybody pick him up? I know your boy Kyle Shanahan was asked. He doesn't think it's likely.
I'm not a big Baker fan. Here's the problem. Nick Bosa doesn't like him. There's something going on. So I don't think a lot of people like Baker. But Nick Bosa doesn't, and he's the star of the defense. So Shanahan says he'd be surprised. I was thinking about this yesterday. I wouldn't want him to be the starter. I'd still like Purdy because Purdy knows the system.
But he's better than Josh Johnson. Come on, it's not even close.
I wouldn't hate the move just as a backup plan.
Of course. He can place in a bad
stretch.
But
here's the problem. There's a waiver wire. It's a waiver system. So there's a bunch of teams. 18 teams before San Francisco can even talk to him. And one of those teams is the Rams. The Rams might pluck him just so the Niners can't get him.
Just like in fantasy football, waivers in real life are dumb.
They do that.
Waivers are stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do that.
Anybody that wants Baker, if they really want him, they should just be able to go sign him. Shouldn't have to go through a waivers process.
I think it was Mike Tannenbaum.
Well, that's the process.
Mike Tannenbaum used to be a GM for the Jets, and he's now with ESPN. He thought a team like the Texans should pick him up because he said it's basically a free tryout period. You can look at him for 4 weeks. You know you don't have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You weren't happy with Davis Mills. Went to Kyle Allen. He's been a disaster.
You got nothing there.
So you just take a look-see.
But then,
you know what you're doing there? What if he plays well and you win a few games and then you don't get the number one overall pick?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
It's tankathon season in
Houston. Yep, certainly is. All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Robert Griffin III. And don't forget, coming up at 9, Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders joins us. That's all coming up here on the Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.